Artist Open House is a place where creative people in Cook County talk about their work in their own words. Not just what they do, but why, what inspires them to continue, and who may have influenced them along the way. I'm Jay Anderson. Anna Hess lives back in the woods a short way up the Caribou Trail. Her studio is filled with finished works and works in progress. She paints in oils and acrylics. She's done art ever since she can remember.
Other people say my art has changed a lot. I don't see it that way. I think that art, when you do art, is just an evolution of expression. And I have very, 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 very many interests, and I tend to get scattered, and I will be babbling like a little brook, and my energy might take the wrong turn, but my art is just a core of expression for me. I'm not great with words, and it's a good way for me to put colors out there and to hopefully affect other people. I paint experiences. I tend to paint what I see, and sometimes it's very literal. Other times it's more about what I'm dreaming about, and I see. Sometimes I wake up and I'll have a color scheme or a song going through my head, and that makes images in my mind. I love to record history through, I've always done that through painting. I like the animal world. I grew up in New Mexico where we camped all the time, and that brought me right out into nature all the time. That's where I go when I need to have some peace. If I feel like I'm being overwhelmed, I'll just go into the woods and sit down or walk or look up or whatever. I think in metaphors, like I always think of myself as kind of like the ground level. I like the feeling that I can support other people or inspire other people through my art when they see it. I hope that they get that sense of just peace and the experience that I had. These paintings here are from moths that Jeff took photos of, so many moths, and I thought, well, they just, when I would look at the photograph of them, I saw these beautiful pieces of material, tapestry, and I've always kind of been interested in, just from a looking standpoint, because I'm obviously not a fashion model type of person, but I like fashion, I like material, I like costume designs, and I saw faces, and I saw material, and I saw rich patterns, and I see a lot of rich patterns just about everywhere I go. I see that in nature, and I'm always trying to draw that out and put it into a form that I can look at it again and again. We always lived in the boonies. My dad worked for the Forest Service for his whole career, and we would camp. Every weekend we'd camp. And we weren't, you know, fishermen or golfers or anything like that. It was just always just go out, and we would be near water or be hiking, looking at rocks, looking at wildlife, and all of those things affected me deeply as a child, and those are still the same things that I like. It's what makes being here so important, and not being in a city, not being in a concrete place. I have to paint. If I don't have paint, I tend to, I mean, there's, Jeff has taken pictures of me arranging rocks on a rock and drawing in the dirt with a stick, because it's a subconscious thing. I just do it. It's like a motion that, I don't know, I think of my personality as like a little sewing machine or something. I'm always just going, you know, clacking down the tracks. When I was young, I stumbled across Georgia O'Keeffe, and to me, she paints beautifully of place, and that's very important to me. I lived in Georgia O'Keeffe country when I was a little girl in Coyote, New Mexico, and when I saw her paintings later, at a later time in life, I thought, this is it. This is the mood and the boldness and the colors and everything that makes me feel like I'm there. I think each place has its own color palette. And we lived in Ketchikan, Alaska, and in the temperate rainforest, and there it was all about moss and how many different shades of green there are to make the person looking at that feel like they're in it. I treasure that. I value those places in the world where you can look out on a landscape and see it and drink it in, instead of seeing houses and cell phone towers and people like busily going everywhere. It's just, I think that's something we have to protect.
Cook County artist, Anna Hess. For Artist Open House, I'm Jay Anderson. Artist Open House is a production of WTIP News with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.